Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The Ole Miss Spirit's Billy and Body welcomes you to the flagship, an Ole Miss recruiting podcast powered by Status Jet.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the flagship, a part of the Ole Miss Spirit. I am Billy Embody, introducing myself to you Rebel fans out there. I have joined the Ole Miss Spirit, Ben Garrett, Chuck Rounsville, Zach Berry, Jake Thompson, myself now form the team that cover the Rebels. Really excited last week when we made it official that I was on board formally and publicly. Had been behind the scenes for a while on the site, helping the guys out in terms of, you know, different things that they can do to grow the site. Was in a different role with On3, but a little bit about me. I was born and raised in Tampa, Florida, made my way out to SMU where I graduated from in 2014. And then a couple of years after graduation, did add covering LSU to my plate. I've always covered SMU. That was where I got my start. Worked for Scout 24/7 and then On3 doing that, but got the chance to go down to LSU. I spent 8 years covering LSU, moved into a kind of managerial role at On3 as the SEC GM, and during COVID moved back to Dallas. So kind of, you know, was out of Louisiana for a bit, and this was the perfect time. My wife, Michelle, and I have a 7-month-old boy named Jack. So it's been a lot of fun with him, and he's almost 8 months already, which is crazy. But this was a great opportunity for me to get back into writing. And right at a time where Ole Miss is, you know, on fire. And so I'm really excited to be on the team. We do have a special. We have the Egg Bowl special, $1 for your first week, then 50% off your first year to join the site. So I hang out on the message board a ton. I love recruiting, love the portal. That's kind of my bread and butter, but I'm looking forward to getting to know this team, these coaches. I know a lot of them just from some Texas ties, and I went to SMU with Randall Joyner, so we were on the football team together there and know each other well. So looking forward to being reunited in a sense with Randall. But this is a great opportunity. I couldn't be more excited. So we did ask for recruiting questions. I figured a mailbag is the best way for me to immediately start out and help you guys out on the board and you know, give you what you actually want, which is you know, we'll do podcasts with Zach and myself and Ben and myself and other guys. But for this solo one, I just said, you know what, instead of me just rambling on, let's give you guys what you want. But I do come with a new sponsor for the Ole Miss Spirit, OMSpirit.com, and that is Status Jet. Look, this is the perfect time of year to reach out to Status Jet, and you can get a discount when you mention Ole Miss Spirit, OMSpirit.com, and they will help you out on a round trip flight with that discount. And look, whether it's going to games, whether it's planning Christmas vacation, New Year's, you want to go somewhere maybe exotic, tough to get to, this is the time where you can fly your whole family and or a group of friends to somewhere that is tough to get to, and you can do it with Status Jet. And if you're in Oxford, they can get you out of there directly. So that saves time, that saves, you know, maybe a connection elsewhere. And if you're trying to fly in last minute for the Egg Bowl, guess what? Status Jet can help you out. This is what they do. They get you from point A to point B, take care of all the details, drivers, accommodations, all the things you need. They can do that for you. So reach out to them, have the conversation. You might find that it's worth it for you. It is still out of my stratosphere. That's why I'm sitting here before you today. But maybe one day we can all enjoy a little bit of Status Jet. So they run a great company. We're excited to have them on board with us at the Ole Miss Spirit. So without any further ado, let's get to your questions. That's what you guys are really here for. And love the group of questions we've got. We are a week away from the early signing period beginning December 4th through the 6th. And SB Reb leads us off with a perfect question for that. Any idea how many prep players we hope to sign next week? Also, has the staff indicated how many portal players they'll bring in? It appears we'll have around 40 slots, which is true. Ole Miss will have a lot of guys that they'll need to fill those spots. And so they've got a really nice recruiting class just outside of the top 10 right now and headlined by Caleb Cunningham. And this is a group that, you know, has been on fire as of late. You know, their top two commitments on the On3 industry ranking are Caleb Cunningham, who they flipped recently from Alabama, and Devin Harper, who they flipped recently from LSU, an in-state player for LSU. So a strong finish here for the Rebels, no matter how you slice it. They're 16th nationally on the On3 industry ranking, but they have 21 commitments. Do expect them to roughly sign that. We'll talk about some flip targets lately. I would say they at least sign 22, and we'll explain why they're going to get at least one more, I feel like, down the stretch here. But when it comes to the portal players, I think you're looking at another 18, 20 plus, you know, group of portal players. And that number is super fluid. You know, there are guys that are going to go in that, you know, are expected. And that's kind of the name of the game with the portal these days. If a guy's not playing, they will usually look for another spot. But they also have guys that, you know, they hope to keep. And they hope that don't surprise them. But in this day and age, you've got to prepare for that. So that's why the Grove Collective is working their tail off to make sure that for next year's roster scholarship number of 85, with that the SEC mandated, that they've got the best chance to capitalize on what Ole Miss brings back and get to the college football playoff. Ultimately, that's the big question. So next question is from G Reb, which is, are you still expecting Ray Guillory to make it in this weekend? And I think Shekai Mills-Knight is going to be terrific here, but we need to add another to go along with Logan Diggs. How many offensive line from the portal do you expect to see Ole Miss to bring in? How about front seven on defense? Thank you. Welcome. Glad to see you here. Glad to be here. G-Reb, this is a guy in Ray Guillory that I know pretty well. I actually do the Aledo Bearcats halftime recruiting minute. And so I've known about Ray for a long, long time now. He's a one-time Texas commit. He did reclassify to the class of 2025, which has given Ole Miss life in this recruitment. And he did officially visit Utah last week. Now, you see that recruiting prediction machine if you're watching on our YouTube channel, and you say, where's Ole Miss? Well, he is expected to get into town at some point after his Bearcats, and this is if you're from Texas or follow Texas high school football closely, likely win on Friday. That is just what Aledo does in the postseason. They win state championships. And so they've got another game Friday, 1 o'clock. And I expect them to continue on. And from there, whether it be super late Friday night or first thing Saturday morning, I expect Ray Guillory to make it into town. Now, he has already been to Oxford for a game. He was there for the win over Georgia. So pretty good environment there, albeit in the rain. So hoping for a little bit better weather for Ray this weekend. Doesn't really matter, though. I think the Rebels are in a great position with Ray Guillory. So he won't make it for the game. They do play at 1 o'clock. So pretty much maybe Ray is watching on his phone on the second half, just the way Aledo is. But he won't actually be doing that. But he won't be at the game. He will be in action on the high school playoff front. So he will come in after that, and Ole Miss will look to lock this one up. How many offensive line do I think Ole Miss will bring in? How about the front seven on defense? Look, and I'm still familiarizing myself with the roster and who everybody, you know, who's gone, who's coming back and things like that. So bear with me on some of this stuff in terms of the team. I've got a pretty good grip on recruiting and just from being a recruit, Nick, and following the team. But I did ask a couple people just around the program. And of course, Zach and Ben and Chuck and Jake have been a huge help getting to know this team even closer kind of in terms of the layout. But I think it's a safe bet that they're at least 1-2 on each side of the ball in the trenches. And that's just kind of how they roll. You know, you've got a guy out there, for example, on the defensive line, Jaheim Otis, a well-known player in Ole Miss circles. And Keanu Cote is out there, the edge rusher from Alabama. We'll see if they end up going all in there. You've got offensive linemen that Ole Miss is going to target in the portal. You always want to address your needs. And with the trenches and with the portal being there, you've got to always take opportunities to shore up your position groups. And right now, Ole Miss has three offensive linemen committed, unless I missed one while I was scrolling. And that's something, yeah, three offensive linemen committed in this class. So I would say you're good for at least two more from the portal. And they are trying to flip offensive linemen late. So that's why the great thing about the signing period being moved to December 4th is that now the coaches know, okay, we know who signed. We know who didn't sign. We know who we can't sign. Now let's go address in the portal. And so that's the best thing that's happened. So we'll talk about some of the flip guys in a second, but because we've got some questions on that. But they can go after these guys and then know, okay, didn't work. We'll move on. We'll go to the portal and address from there if it doesn't. So that number is truly fluid, but the defensive line and front seven, I expect them to, you know, continue to replenish and do things like that, you know, and address those needs. And that usually means bringing at least 1-2 guys. They've got a really good group of kind of edge, lightish defensive tackles that I like in this recruiting class already. You know, they've got Talib Graham, they've got Corey Adams, Corey Amos, they have Tylan Lee, who was a huge mover for On Three, is now a top 100 prospect. They've got Andrew Maddox, so they have some players already addressing those positions, and you want to go out with Walter Nolan and Prince Lee William. Shoot, I knew I was going to do that, but Princely, and I'll get it. I had it earlier, but obviously still working on that. But you have those guys that, you know, you look in the draft, they're going and they're going to be, you know, in the first round right now. They will go out and at least get 1-2, I would say, at each position along the front seven and on the offensive line. So. All right, scrolling down, Brandon Reb, 1848. Do you think the Grove collective will have as much to work with for this upcoming portal window? Also, how many portal players do you think we take? Any early names to know? Mention Jaheim Otis, mention Keanu Cote, who are two guys that we're keeping a close eye on. Keanu was an edge rusher from Alabama. Pete Golding recruited him. And then you have Jaheim Otis, who's from Mississippi, was at Alabama. For some reason, just kind of dropped off playing time this year, but would be a huge, huge land, just especially from having a big, strong body in the middle to bring in. But I think the Grove Collective will have plenty to work with. You know, I mean, you look at some of the guys that technically come off the books. You're in a good position to have a lot to work with, and on top of that, you've had, I mean, one of the best buzz seasons in Ole Miss history. I mean, it's not where anyone wanted it to finish, but they've galvanized support and they have that taste of success. They're going to have plenty to work with for the future. All right. Next up, Johnny Reb. Does Ole Miss hang on to Mason Dunn? Mason Dunn is a top 150 prospect on three, one of the best corners in the country. He's been kind of linked to teams around the country. But I'll say this, Zach and I were talking about this today. We expect him at this point to sign. It is not something that we feel like is set in stone and done completely. But Alabama is pushing. Ole Miss has had him on campus. That is something that you have to at least acknowledge. And I think you'll see this a lot across the country where kids are going to find out what their rev share is going to be. Kids are going to find out what their contract situation is going to be. If he shows up for the Egg Bowl on Friday, that's a good sign. Then you watch and see if he goes to Alabama following day for the Iron Bowl. If he does get to both, then you're looking at, okay, it is maybe too close to call, but you know, this is one that Ole Miss probably needs to hang on to. And you know, they're going to want to with him being an in-state kid. So we think he signs, but it is too early to call because there's a lot of conversations that are going to go on over the next week. And that's kind of, that's where it is for a lot of players and families as they try to figure out what they're going to do. Any surprises brewing? I don't think there are any surprises. The only surprise would be, in a sense, if Tyler Miller, the LSU offensive line commit, who his mom has been vocal that they are locked in with LSU after there was certainly buzz around the Rebs flipping him. But it, I guess after going on the record and saying all that, if he shows up Friday for the Egg Bowl, now we're into it again. But Ray Guillory's right there. They are recruiting Winston Watkins, another four-star prospect out of the state of Florida. You know, speedy kind of slot gadget type of player from Venice, which is not far from where my folks live and my in-laws live and grew up going there and things like that. But he's one that we're watching, but not really too many surprises. Again, they are working to flip an offensive lineman or, you know, maybe I guess even two, but you know, one, the main one is Tyler Miller. And so we'll see if he shows up on campus. So.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
And then next question, who's the second running back in the class? I would say Ray Guillory. Pretty confident on that right now. He was at Utah last weekend, and we'll see how it goes there this weekend. But this is kind of, if he makes it in for that official, it's a really good sign. Can we fend off Auburn for Suntarian Perkins? This is the portal rumor mill talked to a lot of people, there's a lot of confidence that he's not going to portal. And that's a good thing for Ole Miss, obviously. One of the most dynamic players in the entire country on defense in particular. But yeah, you're going to hear a lot of this type of stuff, I feel like, pop up over the next week. Agents are going to be pushing, schools are going to be pushing, collectives, and I'll get to this when we talk about Michigan in a second, but collectives can make contact with kids and do that on their own. So that's kind of the wild card, but we're pretty confident as a site that Perkins isn't going into the portal. And this is just where the wild, wild west comes in. You know, he's a really good player that a lot of schools would love to get. So we'll keep an eye on it. We'll let you know if things really matriculate into anything from there. When will I make my first home game? That is a good question. We will. I was really hoping to make it to a home playoff game, but we will have to do that next year. And as I told the site, I didn't want to really step on toes and come in and create more work for the guys. Just kind of want to be, just kind of go in and not disrupt the flow or anything, just kind of add to what they're doing. So adding me as a tag along and things like that for, a game this year probably wasn't in the cards unless it was a home playoff game. So, all right. Coyote, can we hang on to Dunn over Bama? I think so, but it's going to be down to the wire. We'll see where he visits this weekend. Have we lost Tyler Miller to LSU? LSU has swung back in a big way, but there's still a week to signing day, so we'll see. But as of now, that all that momentum has at least died on that front. But again, if he shows up to a poll, I guess we'll see. He's expected to be in Baton Rouge, I should add, for their game against Oklahoma this weekend. So, but with Oklahoma, back when I was covering LSU, I actually picked OU to win that game in Tiger Stadium before the season. So they just knocked off Alabama. We'll see if OU can keep it going. But LSU is going to want to finish obviously strong. They're going to have a good contingent of recruits there and things like that. Will we sign another high school running back or portal running back or both? I say they sign Ray Guillory as of now. Do want to just check some other boxes and see where that goes before making a pick, but we're very close. And then I would think you'd have to get a portal running back, or your portal running back is Logan Diggs next year. He's just completely medical and get, another year and go from there. I think that was actually one of the smarter roster moves around college football, is grabbing Logan Diggs and saying, that's all right, we'll bring you in. We've got a spot. Take your time, and we can either use you in the postseason or you completely redshirt and we bring you back. So it's honestly kind of like a money ball type of move there by Ole Miss. So kudos on that front. I thought that was really smart. Have we lost recruiting momentum after Florida? See, I don't know if they've lost recruiting momentum as much as it's a coincidence that they lost and the flips they're trying to pull off are very difficult. Like Tyler Miller, for example, LSU loses Bryce Underwood. That means they lost a ton of money that was going to be on their books. Now they can throw that around and try to keep a DJ Pickett, try to keep a Tyler Miller, try to keep insert highly touted Cade Phillips, trying to be pulled away by Texas. Those are the type of things that now they have to do because they have to keep this class intact and can't have it pillaged after Bryce Underwood left. So that's where they've swung back and kind of done that on their front. And so that's impacted Ole Miss. It's not really they lost to Florida. All of a sudden, Tyler Miller's not coming. Same with Deuce Knight. Auburn is going to fight tooth and nail. They've done a lot of good things to get him, and now they're trying to keep him. But Ole Miss is still swinging away there. Jared Smith, one of the best edge rushers in the country out of Alabama, who is committed to Auburn. A very difficult flip, but Ole Miss and South Carolina are trying to make it happen. If Jared Smith shows up for the Egg Bowl, that's a great sign that they are very much in it. If he doesn't, it makes things obviously a little bit difficult. So it's not as much lost recruiting momentum. I mean, they are right in it for Ray Guillory. They're going to have a lot of momentum in the portal, as always. And that's – so, no, I don't think the recruiting momentum has been lost. No other surprises that we've heard about. Any more high school offensive linemen we are recruiting about? Cardae Smith, and Mario Nash are the two that Zach and I have discussed, but we talked about this before I started recording this podcast, and we really haven't heard anything about either one lately. Mario is committed to Florida State, and a guy that I know really well. Early on in his recruitment, it looked like he might end up at LSU, but did opt to commit to Florida State. So we'll see where things go with him. And then Cardae Smith is uncommitted and is still looking for a home. One of the best offensive linemen in the country out of Alabama. That's the other one that they're kind of recruiting, it seems like. But we'll see what happens. They've had some other irons in the fire, but I haven't heard enough in their flip targets. So I'm trying to be smart on that front as far as outing some sources right away. But they've got a couple other irons in the fire, but nothing that is there yet to even share with you. Like after signing day, I'll tell you if the kid, ends up signing where he's committed and things like that and say, sorry, yeah, it just wasn't that close, but didn't want to get trouble right away being down here. So, but yeah, the Mario Nash is pretty much shut down for the most part, but we really haven't heard anything on that in a minute. We'll see, if something, pops up, but he plans to enroll early at Florida State too. So that's something worth mentioning there. All right. And Coyote, appreciate you being a recruiting nut. Love that. We'll talk a lot. All right. Johnny Rebel asks, do you think Joyner gets a DC offer? That's a great question. I know it's obviously a goal of his to be one and then a head coach one day. I don't know. I mean, he probably he deserves it at this point. He played linebacker. And so he has that second level knowledge. And then he's also been one of the best defensive line coaches in college football. You see a guy like Elijah Robinson, who was at A&M, just made the move up to DC at Syracuse, now getting interest from Temple to be their head coach. So there is a path. I wonder if what path Randall has to take to get there. Like, does he need to go be a defensive coordinator at a group of five and coach linebackers there and then build out a staff and then get an opportunity at a bigger school when he has success? That's kind of the path that I wonder which way he has to take to get there. So I guess to answer your question, I think he will get offers. I don't know what they'd be, and he deserves offers, and he deserves more money too. So I'm sure Ole Miss will take care of him though. And they have for a while. All right. Odds on Charlie Weiss going to Florida Atlantic. I mean, if he wants to be a head coach right now, he could probably get that job. And I guess it's really kind of where I stand with that. Like, I think he'd be a good fit. Seems like there's a bunch of buzz around him, but we'll probably hear things pick up on that maybe after the Egg Bowl. But I mean, he's right there. He's definitely in it. So we'll see. All right. Jackson Prep AD asks, any updates on Jared Smith coming on Friday? We haven't gotten confirmation that he is coming. Auburn's going to do everything they can to make sure that he doesn't go there. They do play at Alabama this weekend, so they're going to have to, make sure that do their best to, not have him show up at Ole Miss. And the same token, Ole Miss would love him to show up because this is a big weekend. And as an aside, for colleges, they want to get you that last visit. Like, that is so important because you can actually maybe have kids sign things a little early and then it be done, like contracts with your collective or things like that. That's the wild world we live in, but that's where, the last visit now kind of matters. And in the past, you've had that time to decompress. You have a little bit of time, but you also have time where you can get things done now. And it's just a little different in that regard. So Ole Miss really wants him to come in Zach will be there. The whole crew will be there. So we'll keep you guys updated if we see him. All right. We talked about Tyler Miller, Cardae Smith, Mario Nash. Talked about Keanu Coates and Jaheim Otis. I would say Jaheim Otis is, you know, a very strong chance that he lands back at Ole Miss or back in the state of Mississippi at Ole Miss. So that would be huge. And then Keanu Coates, we'll check around on. There's been some rumors around his departure around Alabama. So we'll see kind of what happens. But all right, James P. Bridges, not to shout myself out here, but looked at your profile, amazed at how many posts you've posted in the last 3 years. Wow, you've been a real busy fellow. I love the message board. Seriously, as I settle in, it's going to be fun. I'm not trying not to inundate you guys, but I love interacting on the message board. So really excited about that. All right. Spirit Dave asks, Billy, I'm wondering what the NIL rules are specifically for two things. See the link at the bottom, which is Dave Portnoy talk about the Ellisons and Bryce Underwood flipping to Michigan and the future of Michigan NIL changing forever. Portnoy said Michigan called him to get in touch with this donor and effectively recruit for them. B, if he and that lady can just call up a recruit and throw a whole pitch at him, money ads and all with no third-party liaison, it seems wildly reckless from a recruiting perspective to then go and blab about it on Twitter. Yes, it's reckless. It's legal. Collectives can do this and individuals can do this under the current laws. So I don't know the fine print, but it's actually legal. So, and I don't know exactly what you can back up or, you know, do this or do that when talking about it. So again, yes, it's wild, it's reckless, but pretty wild just overall on that front. All right, DF Reb, maybe a stupid question, but are we recruiting place kickers and punters? Seems like Davis and Mason have been around for a while and couldn't have much, if any, eligibility left. So I talked to Zach about this one, and they're going to go portal if they do. That's always a good bet, obviously, but they're going to address that in that way. Versus going out and signing a high school guy. They did try to sign a high school guy this summer. He ended up committing and staying at Auburn. He's the Auburn kicker commit now. Mason is listed as a senior, so I don't think he has a COVID year or anything like that. He's already a super senior basically. And then I try not to kill you guys here by me scrolling, but to answer your question, that they're going to go portal. And Caden Davis is also listed as a senior. I didn't know that. He's from Coppell. Okay, right down the road from me. But it seems like he's out of eligibility as well. So they'll go portal in that regard, from what I've seen. And I'll ask around to see if they have any high school walk-on type of guys that are going to come in and try. All right, Powder Blue Nation, based on participation, who could come back for 2025? We're going to do an article on this, so that's where I'll leave the pod. But that's a lot to dive into with who's redshirting. There's one more game left, so we'll do an article on that. And Jake had a redshirt tracker update a couple weeks ago, so keep an eye on that. And we'll get you those answers in the written word and instead of me blabbering on about just a roster that I'm not locked in with just yet as far as who's coming back, who's not, things like that, who's redshirting, which could mean transfer or it could mean just a freshman who's redshirting or what have you. So a lot of moving parts there, but we'll do a better answer later on. So, all right, that is it. My first podcast at Ole Miss Spirit wrapped up, little recruiting mailbag for you guys. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. Again, $1 for your first week. Then you get hit with a 50% off for your annual subscription for that first year. So it's a great deal, runs through the Egg Bowl. Check us out. We've got a great team. And remember, check out our friends at statusjet.com. When you talk to them, mention Ole Miss Spirit, get a discount on your round trip flight when you book through them. So fly in style, do all the things. And really, I'm grateful to be covering Ole Miss, really a program that I've watched from afar, but it's really an exciting time to join the site. I've known Ben for years and Chuck for years. Zach, gotten to know him and Jake really well over the last couple of years working with them, but thrilled to be here. So pumped for it. Hope you guys all have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll catch you next time on another edition of The Flagship at Ole Miss Spirit, olemissspirit.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.